Hello, everybody. This is going to be part two of Stuck. At the end of the last MP3, I confess that I was stuck and had coincidentally begun to take Tai Chi. There's a wonderful woman named Kate Marl who is the head of ShouldersDown.com. And she has begun teaching weekly classes at Cancer Wellness at Piedmont Hospital. And I've been going there for years as a support person for my late husband, Bob. But after he died, I had become so in love with the cancer community that I've never left it. The people there are all trying to get in touch with their inner child, because that's where your strength and healing reside, with that inner child. So I found myself 2 months ago taking my first Tai Chi class with Kate. I loved it from the beginning, and yet the stuck part of me was palpable. I could feel the brittleness and the the heaviness of the stuckness. But my inner child was so happy to be given some moves to do that would let her sway like the wind and move clouds like hands, or move hands like clouds, rather. As I'm talking, my body has just begun to sway. There's a movement called Move hands like clouds. Cloud hands. I'll have to look it up. But you let your hands just follow back and forth, and you follow the movement with your eyes. And before I knew it, the little child in me had begun to wake up, and that heavy stuckness in me had started to shift. But you know what? I began to cry a lot. And I told Kate that. I said, I've been coming home being so much in love with the Tai Chi movements that I'm learning, but like by the next day, I'm just weeping and weeping. And she said, Vicki, I'm so glad you mentioned this, because I'm sure other students are going through this too. What you're doing is moving energy in your body, and so it's going to manifest as tears. But it's good. It's all good. You're moving the energy. And I knew she was right. I told her, honestly, that I'd been very poor about following any exercise regimen outside of walking. I've tried yoga, and that didn't stick. Tried Pilates, that didn't stick. But I told her I was going to really commit to learning Tai Chi. And so the upcoming class will be class number 8 for me. And I would say I've cried at least a full bucket full of tears. So my body is coming unstuck. And that will be reflected in my thinking and in my feelings. The spiritual path is about getting unstuck. And it's a great day when you can really begin to admit to yourself how stuck you are in your ego. My teacher said that you're stuck on yourself. He called it the glue view. He said you have to rip yourself away from yourself. The soft touch won't do. And awakening is about doing that very thing. But the ego can't do it. The ego is powerless. Thought is powerless. Thought is not a power. Thought cannot get you unstuck. I'm looking up now and I'm seeing 4 minutes and 35 seconds. So I'm going to try to get to the end of this little episode. Tai Chi is going to get me unstuck. It could be something different for you. It could be photography. It could be traveling. I don't know. But for me right now, in this present moment of stuckness, Tai Chi is doing it for me. I had a lot of trouble doing a certain move called parting the wild horse's mane. And it was very interesting because right before I started the class, I asked a friend of mine to do a shamanic journey for me. I said, where should I go on vacation? And what she saw when she journeyed was wild horses on the beach. She saw a path leading down to the sea, and she looked over and saw wild horses. And at first I thought, well, I'm supposed to go actually see some wild horses. Now I think that mastering that move, parting the wild horse's mane, is going to really unstick my energy field. Well, I've reached the end of this MP3. I'm going to do at least one more part, so come back for part 3. And in the meantime, just see how stuck you might be and know that at some point, that stuckness will begin to move just a little bit, just a tiny bit. And small steps will get you there. Thanks for listening.